the Cuomo administration has been quiet about the upcoming presidential campaign. CBS News correspondent Jan Crawford spoke with the governor in the Adirondacks over the weekend, where Cuomo reaffirmed he has no interest in a run for the White House, explaining he is focused on being the best governor that I can be. But WAMC's political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok, has no doubt that if he can, Cuomo will run for president.
He told me, and in a conversation once, that as long as Hillary was running, he wasn't. It was that simple. If she runs, he's not running. If Hillary, for any reason, drops out, I think you'll see Andrew harboring his resources and just moving ahead as fast as he can in order to win. There are many people who will bet you around the country that if he does run, he won't win because he's too New York. On the other hand, he's amassed some real bragging points as governor of New York. And every electoral contest always means who's in the other seat. In other words, who's running against you? Is it some guy from Maryland, or Connecticut who people don't know? I mean, the Cuomo name still counts for an awful lot. I think that there is a very good chance that if given the chance, Andrew Cuomo will run for president.
Republican Assemblyman Jim Tedisco says Cuomo should stay focused on New York.
I know what a wink and a blink he's saying. Well, he wants to be the best governor of New York State, but all indications are when you're raising that much money, over $30 million, it can't just be for an election coming up for governor when you're way up in the polls.
In the CBS interview, Cuomo commented on fellow Democrat former Congressman Anthony Weiner's run for mayor of New York City, as well as former New York Governor and Attorney General Elliot Spitzer tossing his hat in the race for city comptroller.
It's part of the charm of New York, We tend to have the eccentric, we tend to have the entertaining, and this is a little political theater. I think that's all people think of it. I don't think they think anything more of it.
All politics is theater, quips Dr. Gerald Benjamin, director of the Center for Research, Regional Education, and Outreach at SUNY New Paltz.
He wants to be the best governor he can be. I mean, that's both admirable and the best political position he can take. The matter of the presidential field is as yet undefined. Being an excellent governor will make him a better potential president. And an important rule to follow is don't make decisions you don't have to make. Don't act prematurely. So it guards his options. It defines a path that might help. And in fact, it's a good idea. So it's theater, but it's beyond theater. It's strategy. It's tactics. It's necessary.
Assemblyman Tedisco adds lawmakers prefer to work with the governor not as a hopeful presidential nominee, but as head of New York State.
Anytime there's talk about this governor looking at or thinking about the presidency, I think that does harm to our efforts in New York State to work with him as a legislature to concentrate on making sure New York is the best Empire State we can make it.
And while Cuomo and former Senator and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton loom large as New Yorkers possibly vying for the presidency on the Democratic ticket, to say nothing of Vice President Joe Biden, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is an early favorite for the GOP nomination. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.